Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank our listening audience once again to tuning in to Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, Brother Oscar and me, Brother Chris. It is Wednesday. It is July 10th, 2019, 11:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it is currently mostly cloudy here in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. It is currently 66 degrees. It's supposed to clear out and be sunny after 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the San Francisco area. And it is a high today of 77 degrees. And it is humidity-wise, 76%. Winds at southwesterly 7 miles an hour. But it feels like 66 degrees right now. Visibility is 9 miles an hour. Air quality is good. And it is going to be a low tonight of 57 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And how are you 3 hours ahead of me on Eastern Standard Time in the great state of Ohio, USA? Brother Oscar York, suburb of Dayton, Miamisburg in the house.
Yes, sir. I'm in the house. Miamisburg, Ohio is in the house, Brother Chris. We're so delighted to bring this program to you along with your co-host, Brother Chris. We enjoy bringing this program to you. Here in Miamisburg,
amen,
Ohio, it is 2:05, and we having some beautiful, beautiful weather here in Miamisburg. They say it's going to get into the 90s again, Brother Chris. I'm happy about that. The Lord has blessed,
oh, man,
blessed it up.
Wow, man, that sound like Phoenix or Las Vegas weather.
Yes, sir. Well, one thing about Ohio, girl, Chris, when we have a good weather, we're going to have some beautiful, beautiful weather. Ohio is really a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful, one of the beautiful states in the United States. Not bragging. Not bragging. It's good here, Brother Chris, when it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to shout out. I want to make a shout out to all the Miamisburg, Ohio families and those out in Dayton and Trotwood and the surrounding areas. We are so delighted to bring this program to you at 2.
That's
cheers.
Right.
We are so delighted. And first, Nick, we want to thank God for giving all of us another chance. Because yesterday, this day was not even promised to us. But the Lord, with his love for us, allowed us to see this beautiful, beautiful day to be, to come.
That's right.
And give us a second chance to make it right with him. A second chance to walk closer and closer with him. So I hope and pray you're taking this opportunity as the Lord gives you this day. Brother Chris.
All right, it's music time today. Music time. So get to fasten your seatbelts, because we are inspired by the old psalmist in Psalm chapter 95 and verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Our first selection for today would be Johnny Wilder Jr.
All right.
And we played him, we premiered his music a couple of weeks ago. And
That's right.
Of you know Johnny Wilder Jr. was the lead singer of Heatwave. And when he obeyed the gospel can change you. And he began to sing the gospel a cappella music.
Right.
And we're glad he did, although he dead and gone now and on his way to heaven, I do believe. But we are thankful that he left his beautiful music with us to listen to. And here you go, Johnny Wilder.
That's right. Let it roll.
My goal.
Gently through my soul, a burning sign of fire.
Right. That's why we sing unto the Lord, because as the psalmist says in Psalm chapter 104, verse 33, he says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being.
Yes, yeah, let's sing. Let's sing songs.
That's right.
Let's sing songs. We want to remind our listening audience that they're listening to Chatting BlogTalkRadio.com/ChattingFromTheWord, hosted by Oscar York and Chris Edwards, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk, and we are glad.
Amen.
To do it. Hey,
thank you very much.
Oh.
Oh, that's showing that outpouring of love.
Yes, sir. That is the love. That's love. Thank you. Our next election, we're going to go ahead on into our next election. Our next election will be Jordan River. Brother Chris loved this one. By Elijah Bush Sr. Jordan.
Elijah Bush Sr. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And here
keep
we go.
Rolling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will. Let me see here. Let me see here. Here we go. Gmail.com, or you can put your music on YouTube where we will pick it up. So get in contact with us if you want us to play your music on the air. We are getting ready to approach our prayer time, and you want Brother Chris to pray for a need to have, call it in. Call it in. Or did you just want Brother Chris to pray for you? Call it in. This is our prayer time moment. And the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Three. Call it on in. Call it on in. Here we go.
We are
Radiance, a cappella group, Sweet Hour.
Amen.
And if you have a prayer,
that's right.
That's Chris to pray for. The number to call is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 4 and 1, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Brother Kripp.
Father God, we thank you once again, Father, and we always acknowledge you, Father, and your glory and your awesome power, Father, over creation. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be still in the land of the living, to carry on the work of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, a special prayer for those that have been impacted by the severe weather changes in the Gulf Coast region of the United States down in the Panhandle. Father, the severe weather and rain and flooding in the New Orleans area, Father, watching the Weather Channel. And, Father, we pray for those people that they can use proactive measures to prevent further damage, and not only, Father, risk of life or property damage, but, Father, that they can, that safety is the highest priority for their families. And we pray, Father, for those that may already sustain damage from the weather and all this extensive rain throughout the regions of the United States. We also pray for those earthquake victims, Father, that have experienced traumatic events in their life here in Southern California and Ridgecrest area, Father, 150 miles, Father, northeast of L.A. We pray also, Father, for other regions around the world, in Mexico and different areas that have experienced aftershocks and earthquakes, Father, and such like manner. We pray, Father, for the recovery efforts of those that have volunteered and that have sacrificed their time, and bless them in a wonderful way in their efforts to respond to those that are in need in the crisis of the moment. Father, we pray for all of us, Father, for our health and strength. We pray for those that are elected officials from the White House, and Father, the Trump administration, to all the elected officials and those that are campaigning for political office in 2020. We pray, Father, that they're on the agenda, that they will make policies and implement legislation that will protect our civil rights and human rights here in the United States, and to promote tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all men. We also pray, Father, for other leaders around the world as well, and that the gospel of Christ and the spirit of Christianity will have free course, Father, that others will be able to have a chance to hear the truth and to be saved by response to the gospel of Christ. We pray for those incarcerated, that perhaps programs on the air like this will be able to point them in the way of Jesus Christ and to find wisdom in time of need. Father, we also pray, Father, for those that are out of fellowship with the church and that have went their own way. Father, perhaps programs like this will be able to point them in a way back to Jesus Christ and salvation. These melodious, wonderful a cappella artists on this airways, Father, and the inspiration that we get from all the things that are aired on the program could be able to point them back to the cross, Father, and that they will align their lives with your will, Father, and make their calling electric sure by working out their salvation and being faithful unto death, Father, that they may have a chance to have a right to the tree of life. And Father, and we pray for those that are away at this time, Father. We provide them traveling grace, those that are traveling and during these summer months, Father, throughout the regions of the world. We pray for all our brethren, and we pray, Father, for those that are sick, and that they will recover, Father, from their illnesses. We pray a special prayer for Brother Don Blackwell, one of the executive director of GBN Live, Father, in Olive Branch, Mississippi. We pray for him and his from his accident, his wife, Sherry. We pray for them and their family, Father, and we pray for all brethren, all of those that are impacted by health issues, Father, that you will restore them as your will, Father, back to their normal portion of health. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. Brother Chris always know how to approach the throne of grace and pray for us. Thank you, Brother Chris. Brother Chris, he left us. But we are so glad to bring you this program, Chatting from the Word, and we hope and pray that you're listening. There he is. That you're still listening to us. Brother Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I actually hit the wrong button. And it took me out of the show, so I had to call back in.
That's all right, Brother Chris hit the right button. That's all right. And we hope Brother Chris prayed for something that was on your mind and that you prayed along with
that's
him.
Correct.
So we all stand in need of prayer. We all do. And like this song says, not my mama, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, that stands in the need of prayer. Now, we're getting ready to do our testimonial moments. If you have a testimony
Amen.
That you want to share with our listening audience, the time to call it in is now. Call it in. Help someone travel this Christian road and still hold tight to the hands of the Lord. Here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a testimony that you can share with our listening audience that will help them to hold on tight to the hands of Jesus, the time to call it in is now. It is now, my friend. Call it on in.
That's right.
Call it on in. The number is 657-383-0883. Well, Brother Chris, don't seem like we have no one calling in. That's fine. And maybe tomorrow we'll be back on And you can call it in.
That's right.
Tomorrow. Before I get to my sponsorship, let me give our audience a little information about our show. We will be coming on Saturday. We have a Saturday show that we are calling 30 Minutes of Acapella Music, where we are playing all of your acapella hits to help you to worship the Lord on that first day of the week. And we hope that you all are listening. So listen up to Chatting from the Word, the music edition on Saturday evening. Now, you all know we've been asked for a sponsorship. And if you can sponsor our show, regardless what you can afford monthly, if it's $1, if it's $5, if it's $10 a month, all that will go towards Chatting from the Word. If your finances can bear it, it doesn't matter how much you send, as long as you send something monthly, because we'll bet gold a long way. And churches, you can get involved too. You can get involved in giving towards this show, Chatting from the Word. Help us out here. Help us to spread the gospel around the world, because this program is listened to around the world. So please, help us with this missionary work. I call it missionary because we are teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We are doing that.
So give to this missionary. Give to this project here, Chatting from the Word. And you know that.
Amen.
I'm on PayPal. I do have a PayPal account. Go to PayPal and put in my email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, if you don't want to go through PayPal, get in contact with myself, our brother Chris. We both on Facebook.
That's correct.
Leave us a comment on Facebook and let us know. And at the same time, let us know what you think about this show. Let us know if you love it or if you don't love it. That's fine with me and Brother Chris. We can take criticism, but call in. Let us know what you think about the show also. And you can reach me by my email address. Again, it is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sells for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. And as always, a proceeds will go towards the show, Chatting from the Word. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase e0691@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I. We have our separate Facebook accounts and Messenger. And let us know what you think of the show. We love to encourage you. This is an open forum, and we we'd like to encourage all our listening audience to, if you have anything you want to share with us and let us know what you think of the program, call in. And so we want to aid you in your spiritual walk and point everyone in the way of Jesus Christ. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I. We also have our separate accounts on LincolnDid.com. And we download the pre-recordings of the show, Chatting from the Word, onto Twitter. And also, we're on our group page, Chatting from the Word Forum, linked with Facebook. And also, you can listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. We have the recordings of the show on blogtalkradio.com. Just click on that and look for Chatting from the Word. And we have different shows that we have aired, over 200 of them. So you have a variety of different shows and different topics that are discussed on the program for your enjoyment and for your inspiration. You can also reach me, Brother Chris, on Instagram. So we have a variety of social media platforms that we like to share with you, and we, for your enjoyment, and we like to encourage you to let you know that we, as members of the Church of Christ, we aim to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. And we want to let you know that we also, as members of the Churches of Christ, believe in the accuracy, validity, prophecy, and the authenticity of sacred scriptures of God. So we are going to let you know what thus saith the Lord, because after all, it's not going to be Brother Oscar's opinion, my opinion, Brother Chris, or some creed book or some other religious pastor or minister. It's going to be the Word of God that's going to judge us in the final consummation of all things in the end time, because we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ and be judged of the deeds that are done in this body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar York?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And Brother Chris, I'm so glad you brought up the on-demand episode. Now, these episodes are on-demand. What you're going to see basically every episode,
right,
from the beginning of Chatting from the Word to right now. You're going to see every episode. And if you want to listen to them all, that is beautiful. But as he said,
okay,
you can go to blogtalkradio.com/chattingfromtheword, and that will lead you right into the on-demand episodes. And many have went to the on-demand episode. At least 200 or 300 of you all have went to it. I do appreciate
that's great.
That. Yeah, they've been going to the on-demand episode, and that's a good thing. Thank you. Our next selection.
Right.
We're gonna go ahead and play our next selection is Melody Ayers. How great God is able. How great
wow.
God is able. And here we go.
Yes, he is. Bring it on.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
out of the melody air. God is able. How great God is able. And we definitely, my friends, serve a good and wonderful Lord. And he is great. He is able. God is able to bring us out of the worst predicament that we find ourselves in. You remember the story of Job? How God allowed Satan to touch his life, but don't kill him. And Job made it through that. And when Job made it through, God sent him in a place that was better than where he was. He was double time richer. So it's always pay to obey the Lord and be in the body of Christ. Brother Chris, you got something to say?
That's right. Yeah, well, I just want to say, give them, bring the invitation if you want me to right now.
We're going to play another song before that.
Okay, all right. All right, well, I'd just like to say that we need to realize how great God is, Brother Oscar, because the psalmist says, sing to him, sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous works. Psalm chapter 105,
amen.
Verse 2.
Amen. 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 Our next selection. Now, next selection, and you hear us mention this song quite some time. Chris Turner. We love Chris Turner here at Chatting from the Word, and we play him very often. And we love his song, Cool Inside, Cool Inside. And after the song Cool Inside, Brother Chris will bring on the invitation. Cool Inside,
amen.
My brother Chris, Chris Turner, is Cool Inside. And
yes, it is.
We go. Yeah.
By that other.
That was Prince Turner with It's Who
Amen.
Cool inside. And here's our
yes,
own
it is.
Chris Edwards with the invitation, Brother Chris Edwards.
All right. We thank our listening audience for tuning in today. We'd just like to leave you with a little invitation of the gospel of Jesus Christ for your pleasure. And it was always wonderful to share the good news of Jesus Christ. This is in the conversion of Saul of Tarsus in Acts chapter 9, verses 15 to 20, when the Lord himself had moved Ananias, one of his disciples, to join with Saul to lead him in the way of salvation. And it says in verse 15, it says from the King James Version of the Bible, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way," talking to Ananias, "to meet with Saul of Tarsus, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost," or Holy Spirit. Verse 18, "And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus." And verse 20, "And straightway he, Saul of Tarsus, preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God." Let us say amen. Because Saul realized amen. By conviction and by divine intervention that Christ Jesus, our Lord, was just as real as just as life itself. And when he had an awakening on the road to Damascus in his quest to persecute those that were members of the body of Christ, God has stopped him to let him know who is in charge. And God arranged for Saul of Tarsus, who became later the Apostle Paul, who wrote many of the epistles throughout the Greek New Testament, that God had arranged for him to be a part of his scheme of redemption. So when you are convicted by the Lord by the fact that historically that Christ had died according to the scriptures, like Saul of Tarsus was taught and realized by Ananias, the disciple that led him in the way, you will realize that after knowing that Christ was in the tomb, rocky tomb, for 3 days, and he rose from the grave, and as a risen Savior for all humanity, that he had risen according to the scriptures, the death, burial, resurrection. We obey that just like Saul of Tarsus did. He was taught. He realized that he had to repent of his sins, and he realized that he had to be buried. And what do? When you bury someone that is dead. Just like we died to the love and practice of sin, when we die to sin, you bury that person. You bury a dead person. Just like Christ was buried in a rocky tomb, when we rise up out of that watery grave of baptism after he had purchased us with his blood, cleansed us from his blood in a watery grave of baptism, because the church that Jesus died for, all of the called, all those that have been baptized in obedience to the gospel of Christ, had their sins cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are added to the New Testament church. Just like Saul of Tarsus, who became later the Apostle Paul, he was convicted. And that's why he straightway went into the synagogues and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and confounded the Jewish doctors of the law that Jesus was the very Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. "And Jesus came and spake unto the disciples, saying," while he was about to conclude his journey with his apostles, and giving them the global commission. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. After he risen from the dead, and he told his disciples to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The American Standard Version says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations. And that's what the disciples did. And in verse 20 it says, teaching them to observe all things those that have been baptized into Jesus Christ by immersion in the watery grave of baptism, where they contact the blood of Christ. And when they come out, you teach them all the principles of the first principles of the oracles of God. And whatsoever I have commanded you, you teach them. And behold, lo, I will be always with you, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You are added to the body of Christ. When you are baptized into Christ means you are baptized into the church. To be baptized into the church means that you have been baptized for remission of sins, that you have had your sins cleansed, because baptism is for the purpose of salvation, and the church is the result of those that have been saved by the calling out of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Oscar.
Amen, Brother Chris. Good job. Good job, Brother Chris. Let us pray. Our Father, we join him, not be that name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your wonderful blessings that you brought our way. We thank you for this program, Chatting from the Word. We pray that for each listener that are listening to the program, we hope and pray that they are growing in the grace and knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye, and you can hear us again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That's right. Keep the faith.